7:31 at 101 WRIF as we celebrate 10 years. Has it really been 10 years? Can you believe that?
Well, it's just like with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's 10 years. I mean, it's hard to believe how fast 10 years have gone. Actually, it's scary because we're all 10 years older.
Skin, happy anniversary.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I've not only is my website 10 years old, I've been going on your show for that long, believe it or not.
Is that right? Were we one of the first shows?
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, I think we were, weren't we?
I remember how I first got on your show. I know exactly how we did it. Right when I launched the website, like a week, probably a week or two after I launched the website, I sent a mass email out to, like, all these radio people just to, you know, because I, at the time, was only really going on shows in Chicago and, like, two other shows. And I sent out a mass email to all these radio shows around the country. And you guys responded. We're like, yeah, this sounds great. And then you had me on that week, and I've been going on ever since. So.
Yeah, were we one of the quickest to respond?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I think you were one of the few that had emailed back then. That was like 10 years ago. So.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know, I was wondering when we interviewed Judd Apatow last week, I meant to ask him how he found out about Mr. Skin and decided to use that and Knocked Up. Did you ever hear how he did that? Because I know that really helped you grow.
Yeah, he didn't tell me specifically the show, but he said that he had heard me on the radio. And when he was trying to come up with a job for his lead character, he wanted a job that was cool yet embarrassing. And I fit the mold perfectly.
Well, for the 10-year anniversary of Mr. Skin, he's got his top 10 nude scenes of all time. This is bound to generate some controversy. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, actually, and what I've done, just to give you guys a heads up, we all summer, in honor of our 10-year anniversary, I've actually been counting down from 100. So we did, like, for the last 10 weeks, I'd released 10 a week, 100 to 91, 90 to 81. And this week, you know, with the birthday and all being this week, it's time to release the top 10. And you're right. Controversy, of course, but the one thing about, I'll give you the criteria in a second, but the one thing about the list, and this goes for the whole 100, you know, obviously I've been doing this for a long time. I've been talking to people about nudity, nude scenes, and really gauging reaction. I know what scenes get the reaction. In other words, I'll talk to you guys, and you'll say, yeah, that was a good nude scene, and then there's the ones where you go, oh my God, is that a great nude scene? These are the oh my God, all 100.
See, that's where you can be a consultant to the guys in the big movie houses. You see, you can tell them like what nude scenes are going to really take over a movie, you see.
Yep.
Well, Skin, I thought what really made Mr. Skin go crazy is not just what a great idea it is and what a great service it is, because honestly, if you're a member, and go to MrSkin.com if you want to have the free tour and all that and join, hopefully, I'm sure Skin would love to have some more members. But what really made Mr. Skin was your savant-like ability to recall these nude moments, you know, when we had people stumping you on the phones, which you still, your memory is sharp as ever, Skin. No signs of aging.
I haven't lost my love for the content, and people ask me, well, geez, do you get bored by nudity? I mean, how could you get bored by great nude scenes?
But it's true. If you had come on the air in the beginning and somebody had said, let's see, Angelina Jolie, and you're going, oh, you know what? She's been in a lot of things. She was in...
I think she might be nude in Gia.
What's that? What was that movie with Brad Pitt?
Yeah, you know, right, yeah.
It would have been... the whole thing would have died right there. It's because you're such a freak for remembering these things, Skin.
You know, keep in mind, you know, my whole life, you know, I was the guy at parties having a few beers. The guys would be quizzing me on actresses. I'd be at a wedding. The guys would be quizzing me. This was what I
pretty sharp
before.
On sports too.
But right, I did this before I had a website or a book or anything to promote. So
right.
I actually was doing it longer than the 10 years I've had the website.
But for you to remember the movies in which they all appear nude, and to remember how far into the movie and exactly what you're going to see, even if it's a nipple shadow. I mean, that's mind blowing.
Well, you know, it's. I guess it's like if, let's say, you're talking to a guy that's an expert on the Civil War, and you bring up an obscure battle, and he knows it. I mean, if you really love your craft and you study it and are passionate about it, you just have a knowledge that maybe others might not.
It's your job to know all about celebrity nudity, and you have to keep track of all the new movie releases. In fact, haven't you reached the point where don't they send you sometimes advance copies of these movies long before? You know,
right. The biggest difference. difference between MrSkin.com in today's world and when I started was early on, I had to go find everything on my own. I had to go to the video store and rent it. I had to tape things off television. Now, over 75 studios, movie companies, PR firms send us screeners of DVDs before they're even in the store, Blu-ray stuff, all this things so that I can promote it on the website. Because think about it. Some of these movies that I'll even bring up on this list, these aren't movies that you guys are running to the theater to see because of the great acting or going to want to rent it or buy it because, boy, the cinematography is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, although your number one is a pretty good movie, I would say.
Yeah, but that's why, though.
No question, there's some good movies in here.
313-298-WREF, by the way. If you want to try and stump Skin, we should test him on his 10-year anniversary. But you want to go through the list first, and as we gather callers, we'll see if anybody can stump you after
you
do the top 10.
No problem at all. And I should bring up the criteria on this list because it's very important when you're analyzing why I chose this to know what my criteria was.
You're so anal, Skin.
Well, it's I just want to make sure everyone.
For the people that are going to dispute it, you want them to know.
Very important. Number one was star power. I didn't go to like Skinamax and get a late night great girl moment and put it in this list. Star power was big. Quality of the nudity, of course. And then the another one, the cultural impact on skinema history. Think about, like, are these movies guys talked about? Are these movies that, are these scenes, things that, you know, you remember where you were when you saw them, that type of thing. So those all played a factor at different levels, and just wanted to bring that up
okay.
in advance.
313-298-WRIF. If there's any actress, you don't know if she's nude in a movie, or you want to know what movie she's in, and Skin's answered a lot of the same ones over and over. Who are the ones that always seem to come up that people are desperate to see nude?
Well, I'll tell you that one that I've been getting a lot in the last year that hasn't been naked is Megan Fox. Now, she's, of course, the beautiful girl from Transformers.
Oh, yeah,
she has a
hot
movie called Jennifer's Body coming out later this year in theaters where she plays a cheerleader turned serial killer. And I got to tell you, there was a paparazzi pic while they were filming that was pretty amazing of her in just flesh-colored bottoms and, like, these nipple-obscuring pasties on her breast that was so hot. And there's a rumor she may be naked in this, so we're keeping an eye on it. So Megan Fox has been the one I've been asked the most. But, you know, I get a lot of the big stars. But I love, if you know an old TV person or any old-timer or anyone, I answer from any era, any show. That doesn't matter to me.
Skin, there's only, I hate to point this out on the 10-year anniversary, some people are saying this list might be a tad racist. There's only one minority in the top 19.
Well, in my top 20, there's two.
Oh, you're keeping pretty close track.
So 2 out of 10, I mean, come on.
All right.
Hey, well, I love the blaxploitation films of the 70s more than anyone, so I wish there were more famous black women getting naked in movies. I'm just reporting on what's happening out there.
Skin, I love that. Before you get to this, though, I have to bust you on something. I mentioned one of my first days on the air that Skin had told me that he saw Barack Obama in the All Together at your health club because you guys worked out at the same place.
Yes.
Ooh, first a big ooh. And second of all, now I hear your line is that you only saw him from behind.
No, it's a true story, and I'll tell you exactly when I saw him. He's worked out at my health club forever. Now, I knew him before he was, you know, when he was just starting as a senator and all that stuff. He would even have his kids in the pool with my kids at the health club, and, you know, I talked to him, but, you know, having no idea.
So you guys are pretty close, in other words.
Well, no, he has no idea who I am. He's just a random conversation that my wife and I remember. But what happened was, remember in 06 when the Dems, like, just crushed in the, you know, that was when, you know, everything was going south for Bush, and the Dems won, like, a bunch of, you know, Senate and congressional things.
Yeah, good midterm.
That next morning, he was at the health club naked, but it was a butt shot. And now, believe me, if I knew he was going to be president, I would have ran around to the front. But it was like I didn't know that I'd need to know that information. So I
Skin,
did his butt, but I did not see package. I swear to God.
I think there's some revisionism on what you told me before, but because you didn't tell me what he looked like. You just told me you'd seen him nude.
Right, but I didn't. It was butt. I'm sorry. So.
All right. Well, nothing to apologize
for. Well, it's just as well.
Yeah, this is the only time in my life I've apologized for not seeing seen a guy naked.
Well, we know what the front is anyway from the allegedly gay encounter he had with Larry Sinclair.
Yeah.
It was uncirked and thin and
hey,
long.
Skin, have you heard of Larry Sinclair, by the way?
Well, I didn't until you guys had him. So
I think he hooks to the right as well, according
That's
to
right.
Larry Sinclair.
I just wondered, because you're in Chicago, hometown of Barack Obama. People don't talk about Larry Sinclair there?
No, not at all.
Okay.
You guys.
All right, well, let's go with the top 10. The top 10 nude scenes of all time, according to Mr. Skin. And on the site, by the way, can you get the whole 100 to 1?
Yeah, the whole 100 list.
Oh, wow.
On the website.
By the way, the pictures are...
There's a lot of reading to do. So
the pictures are great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Really, really nice, crystal clear, high-def photography. Excellent, Skin.
God, they are.
Innovation is all the high-def stuff, so I'll talk about that. But anyway, number 10 on the greatest nude scenes of all time, Anne Hathaway in Havoc. And you also got to understand one thing. She was a G-rated star in Princess Diaries. Goes from that to like almost is like an NC-17 type movie in Havoc. And this scene on the couch is so sexy, and she takes her top off while being photographed. It's amazing.
Boy, are those nips erect. Whoa.
Yeah, that's a great shot.
She's definitely on my all-nip team.
Hard as a rock. Yeah.
I think since this movie, too, I think she's lost weight, and I think it's cost her some boobalage.
Right. You know, you get in these big, you know, she went from this to then, you know, being an Academy Award-nominated actress, and you're right. It happens. I saw it with Jennifer Connelly in A Beautiful Mind.
Oh, yeah,
When she went up on stage, it looked like her dress was on a hanger.
I know. I was so bummed because she had the greatest rack.
Yeah. She made number 20 on the list. So,
oh, what movie, by the way, for number 20?
The Hot Spot,
Oh, yeah, The Hot Spot. Isn't Madsen in that, too?
Virginia Madsen, yeah.
Oh, man, she's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So number 9 is Alyssa Milano in Embrace of the Vampire.
Woo!
And I will say this, in the history of MrSkin.com, number 1 most searched actress, most popular, has been Alyssa Milano. I can't explain it other than to say the Who's the Boss thing played a part, but she's always been...
Oh, could be the rack!
That's a giant fun bag. Those are some big fun bags.
She was in the top 10 when I launched the website. She was in the top 10 through the middle years, and she's been in the top 10 to this day, and it's amazing. But she's the most popular website, and Embrace of the Vampire is like the Citizen Kane of celeb nude vampire horror movies. So
and there's
you gotta
a chick.
Check that out.
There's a chick dealing on that rack in this picture too. That thing. Are you
Charlotte
sure that
Lewis? Charlotte Lewis. She's photographing her in this scene, and things get hot and heavy, and the gals can't keep their hands off.
Yeah, she's kissing her between the breasts there, and that one big right boob just hanging there. Whoa.
Shouldn't that be higher than number 9, Skin?
Well, that just shows you the strength here.
See, that's why you had to get into the criteria. You know, there's always going to be controversy.
I guess I got
to
hear the rest.
Well, number 8, is an actress named Eva Green from the movie Dreamers. Now, you might know her. She was Vesper Lynd in Casino Royale, the Daniel Craig movie. She was the hot co-star of that. But in this movie, this is probably from the quality of the nudity thing. This was by far the biggest on the list. It basically was hard to just choose one scene in this, but I chose the
boobs.
All I could say is complete nudity throughout. Two-on-one stuff, amazing. So Eva Green and the Dreamers.
Big
and
boobs, wow.
Dynamite tubes.
Yeah, they must have, when she took the brassiere off, they must have just swung free.
You're exactly right.
I'm guessing we've got...
Doesn't show the swivel.
Yeah, right. No, I can see them just quivering to a stop, and I got to believe, I'll bet you there's a big hairy pizza slice, too, I'll bet.
Well, it was based in 1916. So, they had to leave the pizza slice.
Yeah. God, the areola. On those puppies.
Oh, yeah,
too.
The areola has dominated the whole front end of the boob, of the can, as
it
were.
I think Skin is an areola fan, because I noticed most of the boobs he picked tend to be strong in that area, but anyway.
Although Halle Berry suffers a little in that area, I must say.
Yeah, she does, but she has, that's a great call. Number 7 on the list is Halle Berry in Swordfish from 2001. You know, she was paid $500,000 to do this very gratuitous but incredible nude scene. Now, I only was able to choose one nude scene per actress. That was the rule, and she, of course, was naked in Monster's Ball, which was a great sex scene, but this was seen 6 months before that, and this was, you know, finally Halle Berry naked, and this is the only front-on perfect lighting shot of her nude, and she's a huge star, and it is a very famous nude.
It is unfortunate too, that scene with Billy Bob, because that's what I think the whole country suddenly lost sexual interest in her because of the stupidity of the scene where she's like, make me feel good.
Yeah, she needs to clear her throat too.
It was horrible.
Not to mention the naked Billy Bob in the scene.
Yeah, which was equally. Yeah, that was horrific.
Here's the audio, actually.
Can you make me feel?
This is horrible.
Can you make me feel good?
That's
make
gross.
Make me feel good. Make me feel good.
You have to penalize for that type of stuff. Yeah, you have to penalize for that.
Yeah, and what could poor Billy Bob do other than like, okay, I'll do my best.
I'm enjoying it.
Skin, I'm doing as best I can.
I love the way you say that you're only allowed to pick one per actress, as if there's some board of directors that's come down on you and is strictly enforcing these rules. You run the thing.
I guess I should say that I made that call. But you know what? I didn't want a list of, you know, a bunch of scenes from one actress. I didn't want that to happen.
And it makes the organization sound a lot larger. Although, how many employees do you have now?
We're in the 30s. I don't know the exact amount, but we have close to 30 at the Skin offices in Chicago.
Wow.
And we have correspondents, writers.
You're going to take over the Hancock building, Skin.
Yeah, well, rent's cheap these days.
Yeah, I hear.
On to number six.
Number six is actually, it's one of my favorites of all time, is Kelly Preston in Mischief.
Yeah, this was awesome.
This happened at the 59-minute mark, and she was 22 years old at the time, and undresses for the... She was like the hot famous, or the hot, like, homecoming girl of the school, and then she hooked up with this nerdy guy and undresses in front of him in great lighting, which is always very important in a good nude
big
scene.
Big boobs again. Huge boobs.
Skin does seem to favor some boobs. Although, the peanut gallery over here, Mark is complaining it's a gross bush. Mark,
it's
amplify?
Huge.
Yeah, but these guys come from the
era. From the
everything
new
is
era.
Gone.
They're
yeah.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
have to take
about,
that into consideration.
I'm not talking about the amount. I'm talking about the length of it.
Fellhauer and Walters are a little older, but I'm hearing that if you're like a 21 or 22 year old guy, you may not have even experienced pizza slice.
No, I think that's true. I think there's a lot of guys that have never seen that thing with any kind of a mustache.
You know,
it's just, and I think that the younger guys of today are just taken aback. You know,
to clarify though, Mark,
it would scare them if some of those guys were to see it, they would be frightened.
Mark wants a trim on that thing. It's
okay.
Not.
Because it sticks out so far. It's like somebody grabbed it with a fistful of it and pulled straight out.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not, I'm from a different era. And it does,
me too.
I'm with you, Skin.
I crave the slice.
Skin,
yeah.
I'm all over it with you. I'm there, dude.
Yeah. I don't know if I was working the streets today if I'd be a happy guy.
I know. I'd be bummed out. I'd be begging them to let it go just to see what it would look like and talk them into it.
You'd be hiding razors.
Yeah.
All right, on to number five.
Number five, a great modern-day nude scene, Marissa Tomei in Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. And if you see this scene, she walks around in little black, like, panties, but topless the whole time. And, I mean, she won an Academy Award. We've been waiting for her to do a good nude scene. And the amazing thing is she's 42 years old in this scene. It's
nice.
Definitely,
wow.
I thought Rene Russo and Thomas Crown Affair was going to be the greatest over 40 nude scene ever. And
that was
Marissa
good.
Tomei.
Yeah, five outstanding. Yeah. Number four is somebody I think a lot of people were waiting to see.
Yeah, this was one much anticipated. Jessica Biel in Powder Blue. Now, she's obviously a very famous actress, but a lot of times an actress will play a stripper in a movie and not strip. I mean, it's happened many times. Jessica Alba, Lindsay Lohan, it's very common. She played a stripper, not only did a 3-minute striptease, but ended it with candle wax being poured on her breast. It's the real hot scene, and nobody has a better body right now in Hollywood than Jessica Biel.
That's a
no
nice
question.
Picture, I gotta say.
Yeah, yeah, she has arched back. Whoa.
Yeah. Number three on the list is the most famous nude scene in the history of film, without question, is Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct, the great leg cross scene at the 27-minute mark with Newman, Wayne Knight, in the interrogation room from Seinfeld, which is great.
Nice selection of the picture, too, because you can see the detail of her.
Oh, you creep.
You can see the center detail of her equipment
stop,
quite clearly.
Make it stop, Skin.
I remember when she had the nerve, though, to try to say, well, this wasn't supposed to ever make it to the actual screen and blah, 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 blah.
Nice beaver.
Hey, if it wasn't for this scene, she would have, that would have been the end of her career right there.
Oh, I agree completely. And this this actually ignited her career. And, you know, looking back, imagine an A-list mainstream actress in this day and age doing a scene showing that part of the anatomy.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not going to happen.
No way.
It's just, there's very little chance.
They never show that detail, ever.
If the scene wasn't that famous skin, she wouldn't be number three, would she?
No. But it is the most famous nude scene in movie history.
There to include it. Absolutely.
Oh, you have to. There is no list.
And near the top, too. You're right.
Oh, yeah. No question. Now, number two on my list is the most famous actress in the world, Angelina Jolie. She's been naked 13 times, but her skin-fining moment happened in a 1998 movie where... You got to remember, she had just had a hot girl moment with Elizabeth Mitchell. Gets out of bed and she follows her down the hallway, completely naked, and is staring right into the camera, topless. This is, and this plus two, her body. You know, she didn't have the money then that she does now, so her body was more kind of natural. Now she looks like she works out a lot more.
Yeah, because here it's like she could almost, she's almost got baby fat around the hip or something.
Plus,
she was
young, too. She was in
her
early 20s.
Chubby, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She looks like she could actually peel 10 for sure.
But this is her best nude scene, and she's the most famous actress in the world, and Angelina Jolie in Gia is number two. But, yes, number one.
And I knew this was going to be number one.
Well, yeah, I've tried to not make it, but it just keeps, it just holds up so well. The greatest nude scene in the history of film, top 100 list, number one, Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 1983.
Yeah. It's an outstanding scene. A lot of people love it. You've been nuts about that scene from day one of Mr. Skin.
Well, I haven't. Talk about, like, you know, cultural impact. This is one where guys know, they remember this scene. And this, you know.
Nice rack.
Right. If you're a young guy that saw Fast Times on cable, it's one that you rewound many times. if you were in high school at the time, you remember when you and your buddies went to see this movie. It's one that just sticks with you, no question about it. And, you know, people don't realize now, but Phoebe Cates was like the big teen idol at the time. And we didn't get to see, there wasn't the internet and there wasn't, all these news shows where you saw these actresses so much. So it was such a thrill to see this teen idol undress. And it was a great movie, too, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Boy, those nude boobs are just looking at us, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They're just like, here's looking at you, kid. Look at those boobs.
Is she nude in anything recently? Because I saw something.
Recent.
No.
She's really kind of gotten out of acting. She's married to Kevin Kline. She lives in New York. And she did a movie, too. I should mention, she did a movie the same year Fast Times came out called Paradise, which was a takeoff on the Blue Lagoon. Remember the Brooke Shields movie?
God, yeah.
And her and Willie Ames are in this, like, oasis, and she walks around completely nude the whole movie. It's the better movie to see her naked, though. The scene, the iconic scene, is from Fast Times, but I always recommend, check out this Paradise. And plus, Willie Ames shows...
You're falling on hard times.
Yeah, right. And he's goes for a skinny dip with her, so you see all of Willie, so it's pretty wild.
Skin? Yeah. I'm
yikes.
Shocked that you'd
bummer.
Point that out on your 10-year anniversary. You've always been so anti-schlong.
Well, I thought there'd be an eight is enough joke for someone out there, so...
Hey. Oh, man.
We do have a few calls, Skin. Do you have a minute or two?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, well, let's bring in... let's see, this would be Dave.
Dave, this is him.
Dave, you're on with Skin.
Hey, do you still claim that Jessica Alba has no nudity in movies?
Yep, and don't say Sleeping Dictionary.
Uh-oh.
Nope, it's Into the Blue.
Oh, that's a shadow. That's a shadow, sir.
Oh, no, that is not a shadow. She's coming up from under the water and goes up to surface, and her bathing suit top is completely off on the one side.
How many times have you looked at that particular scene, sir?
We've been through that at the Skin Office. Do not be fooled. That's a shadow. It is not a nip, and we've been through it. We make note of that.
You've got your labs going. You can't go against the Skin laboratories.
The Skin labs are all over there.
Yeah.
The audacity.
Yeah.
This guy arguing with Mr. Skin about something like that?
You have to realize the technology that they employ, sir. It's incredible.
Like, our guys actually, and believe me, I cannot personally do this. My technicians do it. But they show me. They do all this lighting, and they say, look here. Well, it's like scientists.
Well, yeah, the FBI comes to you guys occasionally.
In a petri dish.
Yeah.
We study this.
Yeah, when you need to enhance a video or still pictures, FBI, CIA, they come to you, Skin.
Yeah, it is the CSI of nudity, clearly.
Yeah.
Brad, go ahead. You're on with Skin.
Morning, guys. Love the show. My question is, I don't know this actress's name, but I think she is smoking hot. It's the blonde chick from Scrubs.
The blonde chick from
Sarah
Scrubs.
Sarah Chalk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's never been naked. She's in a bra a lot on Scrubs. And she did a movie called The Chaos Theory, where you could see her in a real sexy bra and panty, but not naked yet. She's shown, like, upper butt crack in Scrubs, but we don't want to
that. Now, we have Rita on the phone. I don't know if this is a joke or not. Rita, go ahead. You're on with Mr. Skin.
Hi. Good morning. I love the show, guys.
Thanks.
What about, you made me think of an older actress, or actually she's not here anymore, but what about Lucille Ball?
Oh, jeez. Gross.
Oh, Lucy. No, she's never been naked.
Thank God.
You know what? You guys laugh, but in her day, like if you see her back when, you know, she was in some Three Stooges and stuff, she actually was a smoking hot babe in the 30s and 40s.
Really?
Believe it or not. And
no kidding.
Yeah, she was attractive. What was her husband's name? He was not too kind to her. Gary?
Ricky Ricardo.
In real life, she had, I can't think of his name. Yeah, anyway.
Well, she certainly would have had a bright orange triangle, huh?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Jeez, man, you need sunglasses.
And if she had a son, he would have an APW, no question.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill, go ahead, you're on with Skin.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, listen, the name of the actress escapes me right now, but she was in Renaissance Man with Danny DeVito. She was, I think she was either Puerto Rican or, I lost her name.
Renaissance Man with Danny DeVito.
You mean, I'm trying to think, like, there was a few people in that movie. Was she a,
She was in the army troop with the guy. She was the only girl.
Was she the black girl, Stacey Dash?
Oh, there you go, yep.
Oh, I got good news for you, sir. Illegal in Blue. You guys might not. Stacey Dash
there
was
you go.
The Illegal black girl in the blue. Movie Clueless with Alicia Silverstone.
Sure.
And she is one of the just hottest black chicks out there, and I don't know if a lot of people know her, but Clueless might be the easiest way to know her. She did this movie Illegal in Blue where she plays a prostitute and is topless. And maybe if the boys could pull up a pic for you guys, you'll be very, very happy. Stacey Dash, Illegal in Blue, great nudity. So, yes, the girl from Renaissance Man has been nude.
Skin, some people are saying the Skin 100 needs affirmative action because Stacey Dash is not in the Skin 100?
No, but star power was, like, you guys, she's not a known person. And believe me, I love her. But
she's not a known person.
top 100.
All right, Ryan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, you're on with Mr. Skin on the Riff.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, guys.
Thank you.
Temperance Brennan from Bones.
Who'd you say?
Temperance Brennan? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, she hasn't been naked. The Bones the Bones show, that's from, it's on Fox, and the only girls from that show that have even come close is Emily Deschanel that's been in some sexy things, but your Temperance Brennan has not been naked. She's mostly been a TV babe, unfortunately.
Okay, we got another Ryan. Go ahead, Ryan, you're on with Skin.
How you doing, Ms. Skin? How do you defer from body doubles when they come in and they put a body double in instead of the actress? How do you know? Do you have to investigate that?
Yeah, it's actually not that tough. You just got to make sure you see the face with the body to know it's the actress. Now, we point out many times when it's an obvious body double. We will, like if you saw the TV show Eastbound and Down on HBO, which I love.
Great show.
You know that girl Katie Mixon in the last episode, we were all waiting for her to do a topless scene. In the car, she undoes her bra.
Awesome.
The camera goes away from her face, goes just to the body part, and then back to her face. Big red flag for body double. We point that out. Unless we see the face with the body or see a continuous pan from the camera, we are very strict. We are not fooled by body doubles. So it's just from doing this so many years and knowing the tricks, we're on top of it.
I love the high standards. Let's see. Kelly, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on the Skin.
Hey, man.
Drew, welcome back.
Thank you.
I just want to ask Mr. Skin if Paula Marshall
Yes, from, New Age is a movie she did in the mid-90s, and that's my favorite because she's getting a massage and gets up off the table and you get full frontal nudity in that. It's the name of the movie is New Age. Okay. Check that out. It came out, I would guess, in about 94 or so. And then also on Californication, you know, she had a funny thing with David Duchovny. Now, there was rumors that that nudity was computer generated, and we're pretty much agree with it. So go with New Age from the mid 90s to see Paula Marshall naked.
Oh, right on. She's hot.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Skin, congratulations again on the 10 years. Before we let you go, though, I'm dying to know, did you see the brawl in the Tiger game last night on ESPN?
Yeah, I was actually, it's funny you say that, being, you know, as you guys are well aware, I'm a White Sox fan, so I watch a lot of the Tiger games, and I actually had flipped over just like the inning or the pitch before, literally, and when he charged Porcello. I was thinking, they pulled Porcello, right?
Yeah, they threw Porcello out.
And then, boom, they scored three runs right after, and I was really, I thought that was very unfair. Is there a history that I'm not aware of there with him?
Yeah, there were three hit batters in the game Monday night, and then Porcello kind of got close to Victor Martinez, and Tozawa, the pitcher for Boston, who was making his first start, hit Cabrera, and Cabrera had to leave the game and get x-rays. So it was the inning after that, and there was no warning issued, though, to anybody.
Well, it was obviously a big turning point because then, boom, they immediately scored three runs.
So. Oh, my God, and that Jason Bay home run is still going. Jeez, did he hit that.
He crushed it. He crushed it.
Hey, the Whites.
I think it's going to be a good race. You know, it's funny with the Tigers. Like there's teams in baseball that I hate. Like, I hate the Cubs and all this. But,
with the Tigers,
you can't hate them. I just think it's going to be a fun, like, I really think it'll be White Sox-Tigers all the way. It's going to be a great last 2 months of the season.
Hey, just out of curiosity, do you happen to know of all those White Sox guys who seem to hit a home run against the Tigers every game? Konerko, Tomy, Dye. Creedy has 25 career home runs against the Tigers. He's in Minnesota now, but he only has 137 for his career. Who has the most home runs against the Tigers for the White Sox? Do you know offhand?
In the history?
Well, no, of those three guys, Konerko, Dye, and Tomy, they seem to have so many.
I'd have to say Konerko only because he's played way more games against the Tigers than even Dye has, because Dye's only been there since 05.
God, Dye's hit a million against us just since 05.
But Creedy was your killer. You got to be glad he's gone.
So. He's killing us from Minnesota now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I think Minnesota, I kept thinking Minnesota's going to turn it around. I'm starting to think two-team race. I got three teams out of my head now, so I'm just focused on the Tigers right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a good race, definitely. Skin, again, congratulations. Great work all these years. We've certainly enjoyed the fruits of your labor, and hopefully it's worked out for you. MrSkin.com, and congrats again.
Thanks, guys, and I look forward to talking again.
All right,
Skin.
See you, Skin.
See you. Great work.
What a
nice
savant.
Call.
Man,
know,
oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Oh man. God, every time you hear it, it blows my mind all over again. You can just take some name and just instantly know if there was even one moment, 1 second of nudity somewhere in their career.
Well, and somebody mentions Temperance Brennan, and he spits it right out.
Yeah, I know it.
I don't know who the hell she is.
God, that's amazing.
By the way, nice selection on the music over there, Mark. He plopped in 10 Years Gone by Zeppelin.
Ah, perfect.
Full
nice.
Disclosure. I think Walters actually originally pulled it out.
Full disclosure. Nice. Yeah, that's going to be a new term around here. On Monday, I said that. I was talking about being a Greek.